I'm with Scott Barr. Scott, 4 under par in the first round of the Dubai Open at the Elves Club at Dubai Sports City. How do you assess that round?
I mean, it was a pretty good round. Actually, I thought after playing the course yesterday, I thought under par would be a good round. But I got off to a great start and beat the wind and, made a couple of nice putts early and had a bit of momentum, which seemed to last for the day.
Just tell us about the course, because obviously it's the first time a professional event has taken place here. Your assessment of it?
Yeah, it's a good golf course. It's challenging. There's quite a bit of strategy involved, I think, more than anything with the golf course. You've really got to try and look at a hole and see how you're supposed to play it, pick your areas of where... I mean, I picked areas where I didn't want to hit it on the hole more than where I did want to hit it. I just looked at all the trouble. There's a lot of trouble around a lot of the greens, and they can run off. So I think as the week goes on, and if the greens got firmer, it would be very challenging golf course.
And in terms of the length of the golf course, I know that was something that people were talking about in the lead-up to the tournament. How have you found that?
Well, I think the tour's sort of assessed the length and made a couple of holes a little bit more forgiving off the... or just shorter off the tee, because there's some very long holes out there. And without taking away from the course, it probably... changes the way you would play a hole here and there, but it is a long course. There's a lot of 5-iron, 4-iron, 3-iron approaches to par 3s and 4s. But in saying that, the par 5s are, you know, 3 of the 4 are reachable, so, you know, there's a bit of give and take.
And in terms of the fact that you teed off early for this first round, how much of an advantage was that?
Well, I mean, I think it's an advantage. The greens were quite nice. It was smooth, but it was cool, so the ball wasn't flying too far for the first three or four holes at least. But I'd say it's an advantage now with the wind. The wind seems to be picking up a little bit, so that would make things a little tougher for the afternoon, for sure.
Any sort of assessment? Early days, of course, but in terms of a winning score at the end of the tournament?
No, I'd like to see how... I think it's going to pan out with the wind. And it depends on how the greens go. I mean, if the greens start to get firm, I mean, even par could be a very good golf course score on this course if they're firm and with a little bit of wind. But, you know, if conditions remain as is, you know, you'd probably have to look at 12 or 13 under, I'd think, would be about it.
And in terms of your own prospects for the rest of the week, obviously you couldn't really have started any better.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I've started well. I could have, you know, there's always room for improvement, and you always see things that you could have improved on. But, you know, sort of just try and go through the motions. Hopefully it all ticks along nicely and we're in there Sunday.